Keith Peters reporting. People are already lining up at the U.S. Supreme Court to hear tomorrow's arguments on Colorado's ruling that former President Trump can be disqualified from running for president again under the 14th Amendment's provision barring people engaging in insurrection. Rick Hall, a visitor from Ohio, says it's an interesting case that he'd like to watch Thursday.
It's fascinating because it kind of puts ideologically the justices in strange positions, you know, that they're not normally in. So, and then throw in the politics, and that just makes it, yeah, a lot more interesting.
Trump appealed to the nation's highest court, and both sides agreed that the justices should take up the case and issue a conclusive ruling soon. Nikki Haley is vowing to stay in the presidential race after her showing in Tuesday's Nevada primary. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Haley was the only candidate listed on the ballot, and she finished in second place with 31% of the vote. 63% of voters selected none of these candidates. It was largely a symbolic vote with no delegates at stake. It's because Nevada's Republican Party is holding its own primary on Thursday in a move that favors Donald Trump. The Haley campaign says it didn't bother to play a game rigged for Trump and is focused on South Carolina instead. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Senate Republicans have blocked a bipartisan border package, scuttling months of negotiations between the two parties on legislation intended to cut down record numbers of illegal border crossings. Many Republicans said the election year compromise wasn't enough. The vote taking up the bill came as most Republicans said they would vote against the actual legislation, which also includes $60 billion in wartime aid to Ukraine and $14 billion for Israel. On Wall Street, the Dow by 156 points. This is SRN News. A warning from a female boxer.
Carrie Williams has been fighting for years and coaches at the Olympic level, and she says men do not belong in the ring with women. Williams is slamming USA Boxing for allowing a man who is living as a woman to compete in the female category. She says when she was in training some years ago, she sparred with a 16-year-old boy and he broke one of her ribs. Williams tells Fox News, quote, "I couldn't imagine being hit by a grown man." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
As a potential split develops in the Catholic Church over gay marriage, one of its oldest organizations is going all in on the LGBT agenda. The Jesuits say they'll strengthen their efforts to recruit homosexuals, appointing an openly gay man to be executive director of a program called Outreach. Jesuit James Martin, who founded the organization in 2022, says Pope Francis has been very encouraging, sending personal greetings to our conference last year. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
The S&P 500 near the 5,000 level for the first time is Ford Motor, Chipotle Mexican Grill, and other big stocks climbed following their latest earnings reports. The S&P 500 rose 0.8%, and at one point was just a fraction of a point away from its latest milestone. A relatively calm day in the bond market helped things smooth, despite some concerns about investors' ability to digest a $42 trillion auction of 10-year treasuries. The Dow up 156 points to close at 38,677. The Nasdaq gained 147 to 15,756. The S&P 500 added 40 points to 49.95. New York oil rose 55 cents to $73.86 per barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.